August 11th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, podcast number two, where with, and again, I'm Don Brown, your host. I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in the Work Hub Studios here in the Five Points right in downtown. I am joined by the mighty Max Martinson, and this is a civic media production. In cooperation with WRJN, AM 540. And we're really glad to have back Steve Schuyler of Java Twist. And many of the listeners, again, will know Steve and his product, I guess. Maybe more than Steve, they know the Java Twist from their booth at the Waukesha Farmers Market. And there's nine different types of beverages, right? Yes, as well as a series of mixers for those of you who like a good refreshing adult beverage.
Yeah.
And it's currently a two-man operation, but would love to see it more scalable with interested investors. And again, based on is what you're saying with the success of the product, that it could be a likelihood some point down in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've talked to a lot of people in the beverage space outside of Waukesha and nationwide. And I got to be honest, Don, we are the only company that I know of.
I was going to guess there's no Me Too's. There's no brand equivalents.
It's fruit and coffee. Yeah. There isn't anything else out there with fruit and coffee. And so because of that, it's almost like Coca-Cola for the very first year, right? Nobody knew what Coca-Cola was. I mean, they sold like five bottles their first year.
Yeah,
just didn't know what it was. And then when you try it, and we are oversaturated as a culture, you know, there's so much. So it's really just us being seen. And then I truly believe that Java Twist could be a disruptor in the beverage industry. I mean, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on clean ingredients.
Yeah. And
we really are specialized with clean ingredients. We use simple fruit juice. It's just lemon juice, water, sugar, and coffee, or if it's monk fruit.
Do you make those fruit juices yourself, or do you buy them from like a distributor or a...
So we have a couple of different ways. Our main way would be concentrate, right? So we buy from... There's a place in Illinois where we buy a concentrate, specifically the cranberry. I cannot find... This was part of the scaling problem that we had, was finding juice that was readily available that we could scale with us. When I go to make a large amount of product, and by large for me is 20 cases, right, of product, that's large. I couldn't find enough juice to match my recipes. Yeah. And so we would be buying it from anywhere and everywhere. Well, then finally found this place in Illinois, and we've established a connection with them, and that's really great. And so it'll allow me to scale then the fruit.
Yeah.
Anyways, the coffee, we use Collectivo. So Collectivo's in Milwaukee, River West, and they're able to scale with us.
Sharing with a local purveyor. That's great.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. So from that standpoint, we're poised. And so I really think that we could be a disruptor in the beverage industry, especially if somebody came along and tried it and really liked it, and then boom, it just would take off. If they had, it's all about money and capital.
Are you allowed to sell to bars or restaurants, or do you need specific licensing for that? Well, you can sell direct, right? Yeah,
I can sell to anybody and everybody.
Do you have placement in any of the restaurants or the local stores?
Nothing. Unfortunately, we do have store in stores.
Okay.
So like Chef Pam's Kitchen downtown. Yeah. Waukesha. We're in Muskego. What used to be Pops Marketplace is now just Pop. I think it's just Pops. I don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
We're in downtown. We're not in downtown Milwaukee. We used to be in the West Dallas Cheese and Sausage.
Okay. But
we were in, our biggest kind of tip in the water was we were in six Meijer stores for about six to 8 months.
That had to be hard keeping up with production.
It was incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
But it did not move the way they wanted it to move. It sold. And even though we were on kind of an end cap in the middle of the store, out of the way, it wasn't up by the beverage aisle, you know?
Yeah, right.
You got to pay to play for those. we still sold product, but it didn't move as fast as the big corporate store wanted. And so they ended up canceling us. But I got to tell you, it was a learning thing for me. And it was a learning. I mean, it was really learning. Like, how do they do this? How do they do that? Yeah. What are they looking for margin-wise? What do I need to sell margin-wise to be competitive? Right.
Yeah. So I have to interrupt one second here, Steve, since you mentioned Myers. I'm on the board of the Waukesha Food Pantry, so I want to remind everybody that on the Saturday, August 16th, on the Myers on Sunset Drive, you can increase your support for the food pantry. You can purchase $10 Simply Give donation cards through September 27th, but this Saturday, Myers will double match all cards purchased. So turning it to be your $30, your $10 contribution would become a $30 donation to the food pantry. They did this, I think it was last December, and someone wrote a check for like $4,000 in earnest. And that was a really, really wonderful gift. So, and they said, if you can't make it this Saturday, there'll be another double match day on Saturday, September 13th. So keep that in mind for those of you. Food insecurity has unfortunately become a bigger issue now in today's and even though we're one of the most affluent counties in the state, there are good families with good jobs that still suffer from food insecurity. So if you happen to be shopping on Saturday, check out the Myers on Sunset and pick up a $10 gift card if you could.
Kudos to Meyer for doing that.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. They have a soft spot in my heart because I went to college at Michigan State, and Myers was like Walmart before Walmart, but they didn't have that global footprint that Meijer had, you know, in terms of their planning. Right. But they were like, when you think of like when the JCPenney's of the world or the clothing stores started to store or, you know, close and go big box, a lot of these rural communities needed, you know, all these other retail needs fulfilled. And so Myers expanded from groceries into clothing, computers, furniture. Like I remember, like, and of course they were big in a college town like East Lansing, because you know, the week you move in, you just go get all your stuff from Myers, and not just your groceries, like your furniture and your printer. Like, just, it's just amazing all the different things that they had. And it is good to see that they've expanded the footprint regionally. There's a few stores in the Chicagoland area, and there's a few up here in Milwaukee area. And even though we got some great retailers, it is nice to have Myers as an alternative. So, and they gave you a shot too, which is great, because you haven't been approached by any other retailers, right?
Not big box like that, no.
Yeah. No.
I had Costco. I had a phone call with Costco, but
I can see that. Yeah,
we were way too small for them.
Yeah.
That happened because of Cranberry Fest. Actually, I was selling two doors down from their Costco booth.
Is that right?
Their people came over and they loved it, and I established a really good connection with a couple of them. And they go, "My buyer's going to call you. My buyer's going to call you." And I got a call, and it was just the amount of money that we do is not even close to what they want.
Yeah, so right. They want a placement in all their stores, probably.
Well, even if it was regional rollout, like to two or three stores,
that's a lot.
It's still a lot. It's a pallet of product. I mean, yeah. So, and then we would potentially be out front doing samples, which my product is a heavy sample, right? So like coffee with lime or pineapple juice with coffee or apple juice, right? Yeah. Those are all very heavy sample products. People don't know. Right. They don't have any idea what that tastes like until you come up to the tent and you try it.
Yeah.
So I got to get a sample in your hands and then to kind of understand what's going on.
I can see that. Yeah. Cause I can see misgivings, you know, coffee and fruit. How do you figure? But your operations in Waukesha, the city of Waukesha, does that also include, is there a retail component to it, or is it just strictly the bottling?
Mixology and the bottling. Storefront, very tiny little storefront in the front of the facility.
Sure.
And it's in a strip mall. It's up on Silvernail Road. The address is 2331 Silvernail Road.
Silvernail Road.
Yep. So we're right next to Shepherd's Chiropractic.
Oh. Nice.
If you know where that is. And then it's in the same strip mall as Plaza Garibaldi.
Okay.
It's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And then we're down, I guess you would go from Silvernail and Grandview. Uh-huh. You go west, and it's kitty corner from the Red Cross. It's on the other side of the street.
Oh, okay.
We're facing 94, the nice. Highway, and it's right there. And you can come in. There's a little small little area at the front of the store.
Yeah.
But more importantly, the backside is the production. And
okay.
I'm not there every day.
Yeah.
Obviously, because of the school district and my responsibilities.
Right. Yeah.
But I try to get in there 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
To get into bottle and to meet our demands for that end of it.
Yeah.
Plus our rent.
Sure.
So we're in there. So if you don't know, or if you don't know if I'm going to be there and you want to come and visit, because I'll take the dime tour or on the nickel tour, I'll show you the process behind how I do it. Even though I post a lot of the videos, you can see a lot of that on our social media, how I do it, you know, how I do everything behind the scenes. But some people want to see it, so that's no problem. You can come in and visit. Just text me or call me on my cell, and I'd be happy to meet you.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, thanks.
And if you want me, I can give that to people here. My cell phone number is 414-469-9173.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah.
You're welcome. Terrific.
Thank you. Yeah. No, that'd be great. And, and for sure, like just the fact that we can catch you at the farmer's market on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be a great thing. And the winter farmer's market. And,
yep.
And your storefront right there in Silvernail.
Right on Silvernail. So
you got it all.
We do ship, and I have shipped all over the country.
Uh-huh.
So if your son or daughter, wherever they are in college,
sure.
California, I can ship it to their house.
Okay.
I have shipped it everywhere, actually. Because if you hear about it, you're intrigued and you want to try it.
Yeah.
And so I have these, we try to have conversations like this all the time.
Yeah.
About what Java Twist is, and then people are intrigued. And I do TikTok lives, so people from all over the world are watching when I do a live, and I'll go on and bottle live, and they'll see that, and they're like, where do I get this drink? And I say, go to our website.
What's your TikTok handle? Is it Java Twist?
Drink Java Twist, yeah.
Drink Java Twist, okay, on TikTok. Yeah, great. Drink Java Twist on TikTok.
If you Google us, you'll find us. I have a YouTube page. I mean, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Clapper is like TikTok. I mean, it's like there's all sorts of different ways. And video, small short form video is really popular. And I feel very strongly as an entrepreneur that I am trying my best to show you who, what, why, when, where, how. Right. To get you to know, like, and trust me that I can do this thing, what I'm talking about. And, the know, like, the trust. Right. I mean, if you don't know me, you're not going to trust me. If you do know me, maybe you'll trust me.
Sure. Yeah.
That my drink tastes. So I show a lot of people trying the drink, sampling it. That's not me saying, hey, this is delicious. You got somebody that's unscripted that walks up, takes a sample. And they're like, oh, my gosh, this is so delicious.
You should check out. Have you been to Sweet Sensations yet? Henry's been on the show a couple of times.
No.
He grew up kind of west suburbs of Chicago, and he's here. He's in in the Five Points in downtown Waukesha. Like, you know where the street where Dave's is?
Yes.
It's on that. If you're going, what would that be? Like you're going towards Maddie's, you're going towards the hospital from the Five Points down that street.
Yes.
And Hannon's, it's across from Hannon's.
Yeah, okay.
In the charcuterie place. And it's just their original location was in Heartland. So if you've ever been to your kids were playing at Arrowhead or something, they're there. Now they're known for their milkshakes and their burgers. You know, it's a burger joint. They got really good burgers and sandwiches. They got these really amazing doughboy, like, kind of donuts that are amazing. And
is it next to the charcuterie place?
It's right across the street from the charcuterie place. Charcuterie place is next to Hannon's.
Yes.
Right across the street there is Sweet Sensations.
Okay,
Henry's from Chicagoland, from your neck of the woods. And
all right.
Because that's us, talking to Henry. I mean, Chicagoland has a great culinary tradition, just a lot of great food and drinks. Yeah. And, did your growing up in Chicagoland kind of influence your passion for beverages and making them? And So did that just kind of come with the way you kind of described the story that you kind of fell into it?
Yeah, it was coffee. It wasn't necessarily Chicago. I mean, Chicago's a foodie town, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I loved about it.
I'll tell you a quick story. It really wasn't Chicago. I went in college to a mission trip to Brazil.
Oh, nice.
And I was there for 8 weeks, 9 weeks.
Okay.
I found in 1998, this is going to date me, but 1998, I was in Brazil when they were playing the World Cup and they went all the way to the final game. Anyways, they lost.
Yeah.
But I went to this restaurant and it was churrascaria, they called it. It was basically like our version of Rodizio Grill or the Texas Day Brazil that we have in the Milwaukee area.
Okay.
It's where they come with the meat on the skewers and they cut it off.
Yeah.
It was the Brazilian churrascaria is what it was called. That, if I could say anything, started me on this journey of culinary food. Because sure. I love to cook. I'm a home backyard barbecue nut.
Yeah.
I love everything to do with cooking. And beverages was kind of born out of that because I like to drink non-alcoholic drinks, right? And so,
yeah.
And then it just paired really nicely with coffee when I was doing it for the church and all that stuff. So it really just kind of grew out of my growing as an adult, really. It wasn't inbred. My parents weren't foodies growing up. My mom cooked at home. I mean, salt, she's Norwegian, so I used to say if it was more than salt and pepper, it was too spicy.
Yeah. Oh, funny.
It was very simple, clean cooking, delicious Norwegian food, but nothing else. So when I was in college and exploring those other avenues, man, it was just this world of palate open up. Anyways.
That's pretty cool. I love stories like that.
Yeah.
So, that's terrific. And you said, you know, now you are a fully converted cheesehead, a Wisconsinite, right?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Go
Brewers.
Go Brewers. Yes.
Yeah. So, that's great.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's funny because, can I ask where you went to college? You said you went up north.
So it was a Bible college up north, and it's no longer in existence. It was called Northland.
Okay.
Apps Bible College. So
okay.
It is no longer in existence. It's a camp, and but the college is gone. So unfortunately. Okay. But it was in like real close to Iron Mountain, if you know where Iron Mountain
is. Oh, it's near the UP, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Right. It was right on in Wisconsin, right below the border. I was there for 5 years. I crammed four into five.
I had some college pals from from Kingsford.
Yes.
Here in Mountain. Yes. Yeah. Go Flivers.
Yeah, there you go.
Voted top 10 worst nicknames by ESPN. I thought it was cool, you know, because a Fliver was a Model T that used to be made in Kingsford and Iron Mountain. Yeah. That's where that nickname came from.
We used to go up to the Michigan Tech hockey games.
Nice.
Up in the Houghton Hancock area of the Keweenaw.
I love that. You know, and I went to Michigan State, and I think, you know, back in the day,
yeah,
Michigan Tech and they were in that. There's a great conference called the CCHA.
Yeah.
Lake Superior State and Sault Ste. Marie was in there, and they're a perennial champion. And
so
Bowling Green in Ohio, so many great programs. Ferris State.
Yeah.
That was a fun conference.
I don't get to watch hockey anymore, but I loved it in college. It was awesome.
Yeah, me too. You know, I'm one of those guys. I'd love to see a pro team come to Milwaukee.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. But I like the Admirals are fun.
Yes, they
next
are.
Next year did a great project on the Admirals that I got to be the broadcaster or the host for. It was a 30-minute special, and that was a lot of fun.
Cool. I know Madison, UW-Madison has a great team, right?
It's a great college hockey. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yep.
Absolutely. So.
On the girls' team too.
I was just gonna say the ladies' team is better than the guys.
No, their coach for a long time was Miracle Mark Johnson. You know, from the 1980 Olympic. You know,
yes. Gold.
Yeah. So he's it's funny. Like two of the greatest athletes in Wisconsin's history, in terms of they are like the least well known. And Mark Johnson. The other one was Eric Heiden, who won all like five gold medals in speed skating in 1980.
Yes.
And, like, he like nobody. If he walked in the room right now, no one would recognize him. But every 4 years when he goes to a Winter Olympics, like everything stops.
Is he still in training down at the Pettit?
Eric Heidner, no, he's a surgeon. He's been a surgeon the last 20, but he did like bike racing too. So a lot of neat stuff. So, but that could be a whole other podcast, you know. And yeah, next time if we get near the Winter Olympics, so Max, we'll have to put that in the calendar. But anyway, we have to shut this down, unfortunately. But I've really enjoyed getting to know you, Steve Schuyler, and your products.
Thank you.
Java Twist, please visit him at the farmer's market or stop by 8331 Silvernail. Did I get that right?
2331.
2331 Silvernail. I was just testing you, Steve. No, but,
yes, you were.
Thanks for sharing your story, your inspiration as an entrepreneur. I can't wait to get to know your products better. I imagine my wife and I buying your mixers for some of our home entertainment. So, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight and let us come into your living rooms virtually. And please remember, especially with this crazy weather, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. Go Ramila Mahagov, go there, and see ya!